USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are hitting a new high for 2019. Tech shares are sending Wall Street higher as the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all closed up for the third consecutive day. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 148 points. The grounding of all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets has not caused any major delays at any of the airports across the country. President Trump says issuing an emergency order was needed, and Boeing is looking into the matter.
They are working very, very hard right now. Hopefully, they'll very quickly come up with the answer. But until they do, the planes are grounded.
A federal judge says Full House actress Lori Loughlin can be released after posting $1 million bond in a case in which she and her husband are accused of paying bribes to get their daughters into college. Loughlin didn't speak in the Los Angeles courtroom except to answer yes to the judge's questions. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The U.S. government has released its annual report on human rights abuses by other nations. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the report singles out the government of Iran.
Last year, the regime killed over 20 people and arrested thousands without due process just for protesting for their rights. This continues the pattern of cruelty that the regime has inflicted upon the Iranian people for the last four decades.
This year's report is released as the Trump White House continues to push European allies to join the U.S. in imposing sanctions and cutting off trade with Iran.
Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp users in the United States are all experiencing widespread outages. The outages began right around noon Eastern time, and all three of those are owned by Facebook. Some users say they can't open the apps, but others say they can't post anything or they can't get into their accounts at all. When Facebook is up, you can find us at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Former Vice President Joe Biden gave his strongest hints yet that he's running for president at a firefighters conference in Washington, D.C. After 2016, when Hillary Clinton lost the Electoral College to President Trump but won the popular vote, many Democrats have been pushing for changing things to make things go to where we would count the popular vote for the election. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Victor Davis Hanson, and he doesn't think this will be happening anytime soon.
It would be a constitutional amendment, and it would need passed the Congress, and it would need 3/4 of the state. It's just not going to happen. And the reason that they're doing that is because the left waged their electoral comeback on the idea that they could bring in millions of people from south of the border who came from socialist or failed government paradigms. And when they would get here, either they would be naturalized or they could vote maybe with a wink and nod, or their children would be second generation. And they could flip formerly purple or even red states blue. And it worked pretty well with California. It will never be red in my lifetime again. But believe me, if Trump had won the popular vote and had lost the Electoral College, and many people thought that was possible, they would now be praising the Electoral College of the skies, that it was the only barrier between demagoguery and constitutional stability.
Please remember, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.